T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark's Race, we are back. And Mike Florio is going to join us at 4 o'clock with the latest on the Eagles coaching search and really focused on Josh McDaniels. And we'll have a new update on McDaniels coming up here shortly. But Florio joins us at 4 o'clock. He seems to believe that McDaniels is the guy, and he's the one that said that Howie Roseman actually might be the one pushing for McDaniels. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. Ike, over the weekend, I guess on Saturday, the Jeff McClain story dropped where, just to make a long story short, Carson Wentz is not coachable. Him and Doug Peterson had obvious problems, and he's very difficult to coach, and he's difficult to deal with. That was, for the most part, the idea of the article. Your reaction to it?
Yeah. I would say this. What it sounds to me like is that Carson Wentz has been allowed to basically do what he wants, have things sort of go in his favor as far as whatever he may suggest, and has not handled that type of power in that position very well. And no one has necessarily been there to be the checks and balances for him on that side of things. Now, That's a subtle way or a I'm trying not to be as – that's just a way of me saying, you know what? You give a guy like that power to call shots and no one challenges him on it, you basically created what you have. You've created what you have. And – how do you fix that, or how do you move on from that? I don't know. Here's what I will say, though. Regardless of anyone's perception of Carson, as it's portrayed in that article, and how you view leadership versus being the face of the franchise and having say and having power and all this other stuff, and whether or not he and the head coach necessarily got along with each other, well, it's the organization's responsibility to make sure those things don't get out of hand. And they've gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
They've gotten out of hand. And so the question I come away asking from all of this is, why is the organization continuing to move forward with him if all of these things are true?
Hmm.
Like, sometimes it's hard to tell what's being told to you, what somebody else's perception of you is. Like, it's their truth. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth, right? You know what I'm saying? That's how they may see it, but that might not be reality.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how they see a person. So I'm not saying what Jeff McClain reported is false. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm probably more perplexed as to moving forward, and we're going to find this out in a more concrete way, coming up here in a couple months. Why don't the Eagles as an organization see this? Right? They are actually there. Forget about sources.
They do know better than us.
They do. It's either not true, it's either exaggerated, or they're going to overlook it. Change things around him, hoping they can change him. Only they know what is the truth behind it. They do. My only question is, if they continue to move forward with him, why would they do it? And if these things are true, then maybe they should be looking at moving on from him. Like, if you don't have the type of staff, coaches, in-house that's going to be able to corral Wentz and command his respect and be able to coach him up and coach him hard and hold him accountable without him going rogue and everything falling apart, if you don't have the people in place that can do that, then you got to move on from him.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Right? It's like if you don't have the people that can coach Allen Iverson, then eventually you got to move on from AI. And we know Wentz ain't AI. My point is that when you're a talented person, if you don't have somebody that can coach that guy, you got to make a decision to either get somebody in here that can coach that guy or you got to move on from that guy. And it looks like, at least from now, for right now, we keep talking about this and Wentz hasn't spoken yet. And I'm not saying he should have, but what I am saying is I still can't honestly 100% tell you he's going to be here this year. And I don't know if that's because he doesn't want to be here or the Eagles are ready to move on from him.
Mm.
Right? Like, I don't know. There's also a report out there that maybe he's not as happy with the organization as well.
Right.
Like, this whole thing with him is yet to be resolved yet. We just see these stories and we read this stuff, and I just don't know if this is a smear campaign. It doesn't make sense to me if the Eagles would do this. This doesn't make Wentz look very good.
Well, it doesn't help the trade value.
Doesn't increase his trade value, yeah. And it doesn't make them look good for holding on to him if these things are true.
No. I honestly, like if they do end up hiring McDaniels, I think that everything will kind of fall into place and make sense what they're doing. Is that they feel like that Carson Wentz is worth giving one more chance with a with a different head coach, not with Doug, who he walked all over Doug, or he just wasn't receptive to what Doug was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship had soured to the point where they were butting heads and it wasn't going to work. I think financially, I don't know if they're looking around at the trade market. Also, in that McLean article, there was a lot of talk that maybe he can't be moved. That maybe Frank Reich, it wouldn't be interested. Mm-hmm. In acquiring them, like they may be stuck with them. Then you better figure them out if you're stuck with them.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's what it is. I think that like nothing that I read in that article did it seem like that. But you had said this earlier that like nothing was really surprising that you read in that article. It was just kind of new information that was put out there. There was a veteran player or two that was speaking on the situation, which was interesting. But for the most part, like Carson Wentz is hard headed. And, like, he needs a coach that's going to coach him hard. He needs to accept that coaching or it's never going to work here.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's the bottom line. So get a guy in here that can coach him, that's not afraid to coach him. Maybe Josh McDaniels is that guy, and that's why they're looking at him.
That's the only thing I can – I mean, I'm trying to put two and two together and see how it fits and what the Eagles are looking for. They've interviewed so many coaches, it's hard to figure out a pattern in which they're looking at. Right? Like, yeah, so I can't
The pattern
out,
is they're interviewing everybody.
Right? Yeah, they're interviewing everyone. So I don't know exactly what they're looking for. And maybe, again, I the thing with Wentz, and you just mentioned it, maybe they can't move on from him because he doesn't, unless you're giving him away, he isn't a sought-after commodity right now.
No.
If reports are true that he's uncoachable and he rubs teammates the wrong way and he's coming off a terrible season, how many teams you think are lining up to run and get him and to give you what for him?
None.
So, unless you plan on giving him away, right? Your next best option is to try to fix him.
Yeah. Yep. And I think the other thing is, it mentioned a couple times in there where they know that he's committed, that he wants to win.
Sure, like, he's just hard to work with.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's not that he's lazy. It's not that he's necessarily a bad guy. He is just difficult to work with, and it was difficult for Doug to manage him and coach him.
And it's harder to deal with when you don't produce.
That's it.
Just is. It's harder to deal with when you don't produce. The crazy thing about this year, and I don't know if anybody's ever going to write a book about it or what have you, But the crazy.
Well, Lori said he might be working on a book.
I'm surprised he said that. I caught that.
Well, I'm actually surprised he didn't get one after the Super Bowl. I mean, everyone else had a book.
Everybody else had a book, right? But in all honesty, think about the level of dysfunction and distrust that must have existed between Carson and Doug for this thing to go awry like it did this year. He's never played this poorly. He's never looked like this. I don't know if he's out there going at it alone. The report had it that Doug would go away from calling certain plays and certain things.
And Wentz would kill the play on purpose.
So imagine that level of dysfunction and trying to be successful with all that.
It's amazing.
With the lack of talent around you.
Makes a lot of sense why they were as bad as they were.
It makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Makes a ton of sense. They looked like they weren't on the same page.
Yep.
It didn't look like they were connected at all this year.
And the way that Doug answered questions about it when asked about the
made it worse. It made it worse. And I think Jeffrey Lurie saw that as well.
Of course he did.
That you're not handling this situation as the head coach very well.
Mm. No. I mean, like you said, it makes a lot of sense.
Man.
Now it's just whether or not you think that. And honestly, the Eagles may not even have a choice in the matter if they can't.
Right, even have a choice.
Nope. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, maybe you need wedding bands. After popping the question, Mark's Jewelers should be your first and your last stop. Online, marks-jewelers.com. The Josh McDaniels train coming to Philadelphia. How are people thinking about that? How are people feeling about that? Yes or no? Yin, yow. In right now, Ike is. It's same thing, 59.8 to 40.2. It's about 60%. People are saying out. All right, let's go to the phone, see what people say. Let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. Go ahead.
Yo.
What's up, Mill?
Quick thing. First of all, what's up, Ike, man? First of all, y'all covered most of what I was going to say in that last segment, but I'm going to say it this way. Ike, you're a football guy. I'm a basketball guy. The only difference is I got a degree in life coaching and a degree in leadership administration. Here's the problem. You cannot correct someone that you give $127 million to when they have not produced. Now they won't produce because they don't feel like they have to. They've arrived. So now you bring in a coach who is known for helping quarterbacks but is not known for being a good head coach. Denver.
Sure.
Indianapolis. Both failures. So why would you bring this dude in to coach a team, not just the quarterback, the team, if he hasn't been successful at it? So now you got him in there, but Carson doesn't want to change. How many times have you seen press conferences where he said, I look at the tape, but I'm not changing anything? Because he doesn't feel like he has to. Nobody can fix Carson Wentz but Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I gotta believe, Jameel, that this year may have humbled him. And here's the thing. If it hasn't, you're right, then he won't be fixed. It's one thing to have, you know, success as your sort of fallback to say, this is why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it. He can't do that after this season.
He couldn't do it after the second season when they didn't win the Super Bowl, after we won the Super Bowl.
But
here's the thing.
Go ahead.
When you get this type of situation, the first thing they teach us, when you want to change the culture of a team, you fire the cancer. You take that $127 million loss. And this is the reason why they won't do it, because it's $127 million on the table.
Sure.
You take that loss and you be the Philadelphia Browns for 2 years, 3 years, to let your coach be respected by everybody else in the locker room. Now, on that note, Deuce Staley is the best choice for coach, period.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jameel.
Yeah, you know what? Hell, I don't know if it would ever happen, but you would have to literally ask Jeffrey Lurie and have follow-up questions as to why Deuce Staley isn't the head coach. Like, you have to have it explained to you.
Yep.
Like, I don't know why.
No. I don't know either. I mean, if they're looking for it specifically, you know Jeffrey Lurie and the whole offensive thing, but he's not going down that path this time because he's interviewing defensive guys.
See, at least you know what happens. And listen, this is what happens, right? It leads you to speculate whether or not does Deuce know? Does Deuce have an offense to run per se?
Right.
Right. What offense would he run? Right. The concepts, how the idea of building a team, like. all these things that would go into whether or not you think he's more qualified to be the head coach over another guy. Now, if you're not looking for the play calling guy, you can make him the CEO type head coach.
Right.
You could also do that. So even if you don't feel confident in the X's and O's part of the job and the game, the end game management and calling the plays, he could still be the CEO of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you don't feel he would be good at that either.
So
it can only be a several reasons why you don't want him as the head coach, right?
I mean,
when he's been here this long.
It would be that they just don't think that he is head coaching material.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's as simple as that.
There's another way to put it.
So John Clark tweeted this out about 4 hours ago. He says, I'm told the interview with Todd Bowles yesterday also went well, and he is an attractive candidate. But it looks like Josh McDaniels is a focus for the Eagles right now. He also adds, I'm told Deuce Staley would have an excellent staff of coordinators and coaches.
Okay. So, I mean, but then put Deuce in there then.
But isn't that what it's really all about? It's about like Deuce establishes the culture, and that also goes with Carson Wentz. It's also
right.
Deuce letting Carson Wentz know, like, listen.
Listen.
For us to be successful.
You ain't got to worry about Buddy Lee. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you want somebody to be a hard-ass to Carson Wentz, you already have a guy on the staff that can do that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Buddy Lee. I love the Buddy Lee.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that with Deucey. Believe me.
Maybe the guy that you're looking for is right here.
Mm-hmm.
He's right here.
I was
going to
say,
anywhere.
Just ask some of those young running backs. Ask Shady when he first got here.
Well, I mean, listen, B. West nominated you to be the special teams coach,
well,
I saw.
Did you see that staff he put together?
Yeah. Sign me up. Yeah, I mean, he's the offensive coordinator.
I'm in for that one.
But see, that's the thing with Deuce is like, maybe it would make more sense that they didn't view Deuce as an offensive coordinator candidate just because that he like that
he doesn't have an offense. Right.
Right. Like that wasn't like necessarily his forte. But that has nothing to do with being a head coach.
No. I mean, they said he wanted a leader of men.
Yep.
I mean, Joe Judge didn't call plays.
Nope. John Harbaugh didn't call plays.
Right. Mike Tomlin.
Ron Rivera?
Well, he has called plays.
Defensive
yeah,
though,
defensive
right?
plays,
yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have Daytrell in Vineland. Go ahead, Daytrell. How are you?
What's up, y'all?
Yo.
What's up, Day?
All right, so this is what I've been thinking, right?
Okay.
I'm in on Josh McDaniels, right? But I'm in on Josh McDaniels for two reasons.
Yes.
Do you think they want Deuce Staley to be the head coach, but they interviewed Josh McDaniels to see if he would be willing to be the offensive coordinator and let Deuce run, be the head coach,
why would he leave New England to do that?
No,
it's for the head coaching job.
You think so?
Yeah, because he calls plays in New England.
Yeah, he's already the OC in New England.
He's not going to come down here and you know, have somebody – like, no, he's not going to leave New England unless he's the head coach.
Yes.
Because I was thinking maybe they give Deuce this year to see if it works, and if not, then he'll probably be the head coach next year.
Yeah, not likely.
That may happen, but it may not happen that way. Like, they may have to wind up turning the Deuce for a year. The real problem is, how do you put a staff together? Where's your staff at? Where's your
Deuce?
See, if you go back to Deuce, but then you're going to keep – Phipp is probably still your special teams coach, right? Dave Phipp
who's
is probably
Who's your offensive
still,
coordinator?
Yeah, who's going to be your OC now? Right, Stoutland becomes the assistant head coach.
Well, I mean,
who's the DC?
At least an offensive coordinator.
Is Seth coming?
This would be somewhat attractive just because you call plays, right? So at least you have
as
that.
The OC.
Yeah,
yes,
as the OC, you're calling plays. I mean, I.
It's an attractive job if you're somebody who's looking to become a play caller.
Right.
Yeah, wants to move up. Yeah, no doubt.
So then maybe a guy like James Urban, who is down in Baltimore because now he can call plays, maybe he considers coming up here, and that's a promotion. It's a real promotion too.
Yeah,
I don't know who he's
Could
looking
be.
At. And listen, Deuce has been around a long time. He played in the league. He's got a Rolodex of
he's
defensive
got 20
coordinators.
Years, yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah.
You could be the special teams coach. You couldn't leave the show though.
And he's done the interviewing process before, so he knows what to prepare for and what he needed to bring to this interview. Right.
He has a better idea. What
yes,
to do,
he
yes.
did. I think he did the interviewing process after the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
He didn't get the offensive coordinator job because that was after Frank was gone, right?
Am I wrong? Did he do an No, he didn't do it. I thought he did an interview with the Giants.
Was that rumored? Because remember.
Is that a rumor?
Well, just remember. Because was he not at the parade? And a lot of the talk was he was mad because of
the.
He was sick.
And I was rocking the Deuce Staley jersey that day.
You were there for him.
Yeah. All right. I didn't even know he wasn't going
to
be there.
Let's go to Matt in Ballack-Kinwood. Matt, do you want Josh McDaniels? Yes or no?
No, not at all. I don't want him anywhere near my quarterback. I don't want him near the NovaCare. I don't want him anywhere near the Turnpike. So how about that? I want nothing to do with McDaniels. He was a failure in Denver. He wanted all that power. He's going to want the same thing here. And you know what? The one good thing about that, about having Howie, is Howie's going to have the power struggle with him. So then, you know what? You don't get that. And right now, Lurie is not making – he's not pulling the trigger, obviously. If he really wanted McDaniels, an announcement would have been had already. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I would
have known about it by now.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, but I don't know. Maybe McDaniels needs time to get his staff together.
But here's the other thing. I don't know. There's no rush because you're not going to – he's not – I mean, either he's interested in the job or he's not. If you want to interview guys from teams that are still in the playoffs.
And because there's only two jobs available, Matt, it's only the Eagles and Houston.
Right.
You're waiting on, three other teams to make a decision. You're waiting. You're literally you and one other organization. And right now, you're the last two at the dance that nobody wants to dance with right now. So, at this point, you can interview the whole world for all I care. But the thing is, you need a leader of men. And I would be on board with Deuce. I actually would want a Joe Brady. I know, like you said last week, you wouldn't because you feel like the age difference being
31,
to Parsons' age.
Yeah.
I get that. But I want an offensive guy. Look what he did with Burrow. Look at the stuff that he did at LSU. Look at actually what he was able to do with Teddy Bridgewater before the end of the year. I get that the numbers weren't great.
Sure.
But I want that kind of thinking and ingenuity. I don't want a Patriot spy coming into my organization and literally and wrecking what we already have enough problems. Why do you want to let the hens in the
chicken? Listen, hey Matt, listen, I know they robbed us out of a Super Bowl. I get it. We exercised that demon, I believe. When we got him back in Super Bowl 52. But I mean, maybe it's just me, but I don't view it as a bad thing for hiring someone who's been a part of an organization that's done as much winning as the New England Patriots have. Now, I don't need him coming here with his spy gate and deflate gate and all that nonsense, but
he's got his own gate that
but listen though, we always talk about people's resumes and what they've done and what they've won. Well, a lot of these other coaches that we would eventually hire haven't won a thing. They haven't done anything as a head coach.
Yep.
Even been given the opportunity. So I'm not gonna stand at the top of the mountaintop and beat a drum for Josh McDaniels, but I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't be as qualified as any of these other candidates.
Well, he's more qualified, probably. Right, he's more experienced.
That's all I'm saying is that I'm not going to close the book on him because he's a Patriot coach.
Well, you should at least consider it.
Is that like a cowboy getting a cowboy coach?
Yeah, Kellen Moore or Josh McDaniels? Who would you rather have?
Nobody. Deuce. Here's the other thing. Matt Patricia is your defensive coordinator. Now he's bringing all these Patriot rats in here with him. So now it's Patriot South, and Jeffrey Lurie loves that anyway because he's a New Englander.
Listen, I wish we could be Patriot South.
Well, and here's the other
thing. You guys are nuts. I give my right arm to have what the Patriots had up there. You kidding me?
Yeah, sure. Tom Brady and Belichick, or Tom Brady.
I'm just talking about the winning. I don't care who it is. They're all lovable when you win. All of them.
Maybe not Matt Patricia. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is lovable.
Yeah. Well, maybe, wasn't very lovable this year.
Yeah,
who cares?
215-592-9494. Josh McDaniels is a focus for the Eagles right now as their next head coach. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk gives us the latest coming up at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, a new report out from the NFL Network on where things stand with the Eagles and Josh McDaniels. You'll hear that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.